This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You could accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean?
Biblical.
What he means is Old Testament,
Mr. Mayor.
Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the next two segments, I'm going to shut up and give Ali Alexander the floor. Cover any topic he wants. No convictions for FBI-directed white supremacist Whitmer kidnapping suspects acquitted. Grand jury deadlocked in political prosecution. It's called another famous, the most famous FBI provocateur operation ever. In fact, some stations join us next segment. We should probably hit that now. But, Ali, you've got the floor. I'm going to just shut up this segment and the next, so don't pause because I'm going to let you talk about just all of this. Because I'm telling you, when I talk to you on the phone, I just sit there and listen because it's so on target.
No. I mean, Alex, like, you know, I couldn't do this without you. But look, I mean, what we know about the FBI case in Michigan is that they moved the guy who was in charge and really set up that plot to cover for her killing all those elderly people in nursing homes. So they created this to try to give her a more national profile. They created this stupid coup in Michigan. And then they moved that guy over to Washington to oversee the January 6th cases. So what we've learned is that J. Edgar Hoover's FBI is worse than when it was during Hoover. And because of 9/11, the laws are so flimsy that the FBI can set up anything, can allege anything, and then it becomes true. And then what's worse is that the people have become suspicious of each other because we've been programmed. So you or I could not get a fair trial in New York City or Washington, D.C., but liberals could get a fair trial in Texas or in Florida. And so we really live in this two-tiered system. So when people like you or me or Roger Stone or Steve Bannon are going through some of these legal quandaries, people are like, well, why are they doing that? Well, why are they doing that? Not understanding that we know we didn't commit a crime. We know that they can fabricate a charge, and then usually a fabricated charge can't survive a conviction. And thank God in this FBI case in Michigan, it didn't. But where we're looking in Washington, D.C., we can absolutely be convicted by a D.C. judge who wants a special appointment from the Biden administration, or a D.C. jury that has been told that we try to hurt their children and hurt their spouses. I mean, we're really living at the end of the republic. And what we got to do as patriots is be safe, be smart, stay in prayer, and be very mindful about what we say and what we mean. Because, you know, I want to affirm 1776. I want to affirm the Second Amendment. And yet the DOJ wants to weaponize terms like that, and they want to weaponize messages like that and say, okay, well, now you're going to jail, or now you're part of a federal criminal conspiracy because of one of your supporters did X, Y, or Z. And so we live in a preposterous time, but folks need to realize we're on a three-part track to stop Trump from running in 2024. There's the J6 committee, there's the DOJ investigation, and then there's the civil cases. You just saw Judge Carter wrote this ridiculous opinion where he said that Donald Trump was likely in charge of a criminal conspiracy to overthrow the government. He threw the J6 committee a bone. The J6 committee then throws the DOJ a bone and says, if you don't charge him, then we'll criminally refer him. So, you know, we just live in a preposterous time. They're running the last part of their coup because they don't want more elections. They don't want a Republican Party. They don't want Christians. They want to implode us, and they want to usher us in to a stateless new world order.
You said it absolutely perfectly, and they even admit that. We're going to come back in 1 minute. I want you to continue for two segments. Ali Alexander, who's been totally vindicated, the only guy that's had the courage to testify to the feds and to the J6 committee. and they're just totally upset and don't know what to do because we did nothing. We were there, and it was the federal stand down of police and military that allowed this to happen.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If your shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Ali Alexander is a Republican political analysis expert, analyst, campaign manager, you name it. And he helped run Stop the Steal, standing up and challenging election results. Now, whether he was right or wrong, and he was certainly right, and we've seen the evidence, that's his right as an American to do that. Now, there's a clip I've got here in the stack. I forget where it's at. Guys, tell me where it is, because there's like 50 clips here. I forget which number it is, where Hillary's like, Democrats are having elections stolen from them by Republicans with electronic machines. But she can say that, but simultaneously, if Trump says that, or you say that, or I say that. In fact, here's the clip. Well, then, if we say that, then we are the bad people, ladies and gentlemen. So they're allowed to say it, but we're not allowed to say it. Here it is. Here's the crime. Ali, Alexander, Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Rudolph Giuliani, Trump Jr. Everybody's bad because we're doing what she does. Here it is.
You can run the best campaign, you can even become the nominee, and you can have the election stolen from you.
Ali Alexander, take it over with the Whitmer, that false flag plot, Michigan exposed, and the not guilty and hung jury. With all this, this is just insane to be watching. Please continue.
Yeah, I really do think this is the end of the Republic. And I think, you know, CNN did a segment on me this weekend, and they actually kind of soberly laid out the case that I wasn't cooperating with the feds. And he said, don't get your hopes up. They said, this is an eccentric character. He says wild things on InfoWars. And then they said, you know, he would never be a witness against Trump. So what the feds are obviously doing, because they subpoenaed him and he's not, and he didn't come in voluntary, is that they're probing him for information that may lead to, you know, other people, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, wow, there's my enemies at least kind of very soberly trying to let down their audience's excitement. But in all of that, I really feel like this is the end of the Republic, and I shouldn't say that. I should be excited about the red wave. But, Alex, it wasn't conservative media that solved the Whitmer case. It was BuzzFeed News. I mean, let me say that again. BuzzFeed News is the news organization, it's not even a news organization, that exonerated and exposed the FBI plot in that fake kidnapping case. Without BuzzFeed News, there would be injustice and those guys would have gone to jail. And so where the hell is conservative media? Where are the protests? You know, the RNC raised $250 million off the movement that was coined by Roger Stone, ran by me, and fueled by you. They raised $250 million. No one's paying for my lawyers. No one's paying for your lawyers. You know, all of that money went to go buy bagels for Ron or Romney McDaniel. Liz Cheney just announced that she raised $2.9 million in a quarter. Hey, she's gone from raising a couple hundred thousand dollars to $2.9 million in a state that does not have a million people. And she's going to get Democrats to vote for her in the primary so that she runs a coup and stays there. She has said that it is her number one priority to make sure that Donald Trump does not re-enter the White House by any means necessary. I mean, Alex, we're at the end of the Republic, and we need a miracle, I think is what I'm saying, that there's hope in Jesus Christ, but there's not hope in the Republican Party. There's not hope in the conservative movement. Nobody's doing any organizing. All of us who are deplatformed, and then, you know, Alex, I know that you work really, really hard, you know, at your job in media, but then the rest of your day is spent with lawyers, you know, and they mean to break us down. They mean to demoralize us because they want us to bear false testimony. There wasn't an insurrection on January 6th. I'm sorry. Trump didn't direct us to start a violent militia. We weren't coordinating with violent militias. And I don't even think that there were militias there. You know, there are people LARPing and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm kind of frustrated and rambling, but dude, this all seems to serve the Great Reset. I think that if you take down America, the world questions whether or not there can be nation states. So I think this is all part of their plan. We're watching it in real time. We find ourselves as characters in this dystopian novel, and it's really freaky that there are our neighbors, even if they're Democrats, that are willing to cooperate with this insanity. They look at our text messages and the videos of us pulling people away from the Capitol steps, or, you know, they look at the text messages of the would-be FBI kidnappers, and these guys are just talking about beers and women and shooting, and we are not the monsters that they think we are. You know, the right wing has never been the monsters that they think we are. They're the eugenicists. They're the murderers. They're the baby killers. They're the pedophiles. They're the people who send people to war. And yet, every generation through the Hegelian dialectic, they just change it and relabel it as us, right-wing fascists. They're the fascists. So, you know, it's extremely frustrating. But, like, thank God, you know, you lend your platform to me that I can be able to talk, because what they do is they silence me, then they make up a lie about me, and I can't respond. I'm not allowed on Twitter. I'm not allowed to talk to media. Conservative media doesn't care what anyone's
doing. Well, that's really the big issue, isn't it? That they demonize us, they lie about us, and we can't respond. So it just makes them more insane. What do you think of Elon Musk buying 9.2% and now saying he wants to turn Twitter headquarters in San Francisco into a homeless shelter and challenging them? Because I think it's overdue to challenge the censorship. America and the world is rejecting it. We have the mouse conquering the lion here.
I think, you know, a lot of my supporters say, well, trust Elon Musk or not, and I'm like, that's not the standard of reason that we were given, especially, you know, Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruit. So what you don't do is you don't put your trust or your faith in any man. You just know them by your deeds. And so temporary alliances are perfectly fine. And never stop your opponents when they're fighting. You know, this is essentially, during World War II, they had Japan and the United States fighting because they were scared that they were going to picture trap them, okay? What we need to do is Elon Musk sort a ton of stuff that I don't.
Ollie, your Skype was bad before. Now it's unintelligible, but you're saying incredibly important things. Stay there. Let's reconnect with Ollie Alexander. We're going to come back to him for one more segment to talk about the Whitmer plot and so much more as the wheels come off the globalist Justice Department's move to label and demonize all Americans that are in opposition to the takeover of our country as terrorists. But I didn't plug last hour. Let me plug this hour, and I'm just going to be point blank with listeners. We're not bringing in the money we need right now to operate. I'm not bitching. It's fine. I love you. But we need your support, and I'm asking you humbly that we have great products, water filters, air filters, great supplements, great books, films, T-shirts, preparedness gear, thousands of items at InfoWarsStore.com. That's part of the problem. I buy a lot of products and hope they sell, and half of it never sells. It's just on a warehouse shelf, but a lot of it's cool stuff. Go investigate InfoWarsStore.com. Look into all the cool areas. Research the limited edition T-shirts that we've sold over 20 years that we're not going to ever reprint again. That sale ends in like a week. Already 30% of the stock is sold out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and realize it's the last chance InfoWars blowout sale, up to 75% off on top-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only going for three more days. We are here at a crucial moment, and we need your sponsorship and support now more than ever to make it through these historic times. That's why we're blowing out our inventory to prepare. Pollen Block, sold out for almost a year. 40% off natural antihistamine. Incredible. Pollen Block. InfoWars Life, immune support. Amazing for your body and its immune system. 25% off. Fizzy Magnesium, sold out for 6-7 months. 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 25% off. Basil beets, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, 40% off. All InfoWars t-shirts at cost. All DVDs, books, media, at least 30% off. Water filtration, 30% off. Other items, 75% off. InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you for your support, but I really need your support. We are the tip of the spear, and without you, we're going to be shut down. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts now.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Imagine a million people gather together in the nation's capital on January 6, 2021, to protest an election that's been done many times in American history. And a few hundred attack police, the police stand down and wave in a thousand or so, and then we're told it's the greatest attack on America, bigger than 9/11, and as important as Pearl Harbor. What an insult to people that died on 9/11 and at Pearl Harbor under real attack. Unbelievable. And we're not happy about what happened for the police officer that died later and the five patriots that died or Ashley Babbitt. But to have them then try to frame this as the biggest event in world history and then demonize those of us that were just peacefully promoting rallies for years and months before for Trump and protesting, to say that we are prime suspects in this vaunted, bigger than 9/11 attack is just a spectacular fraud. And it tells you how crazy the Democrats are, that they're betting everything they've got on this. Ali Alexander, you got the floor. Please continue and then tie it into the Whitmer situation and the FBI caught in a false flag. That's so huge.
Yeah, I apologize for the cruddy Wi-Fi. But, you know, Alex, what I was saying was, to me, we're looking at the end of the republic, or at least the acknowledgement that we are a fake republic, that this is all an illusion. And why is that? Because they can't have America be the superpower if they want a one-world government. They just cannot have that. And so what they need is another crisis. I think that that's why we're watching this internal civil war happen within the deep state and with the and within the New World Order, where they are choosing, is it going to be pestilence again? Is it going to be famine? Or is it going to be war? Or are they going to give us a trifecta and we're going to get all three? But what they really, really want to do is that they really, really want to disassemble the world, recongeal it. And I think what they need to do is they need to paint the right wing, the patriots, the believers, as disbelievers, as violent, as haters of their country. Why? Because they need to invert it. These people are alchemists. You know, they're obsessed with this kind of like chemical formula of you know, manipulating the masses. And so what we're looking at, the when we're looking at the Michigan, you know, fake kidnapping plot, it's, I don't even know what to call it, the FBI kidnapping plot, what you see is, again, they're trying to invert good Michiganders, some of them autists, and say that, well, they are super sleuths, that they're super brains that were plotting to take out this governor, who, by the way, the deep state wants to make a national figure. They know Joe Biden and Kamala Harris can't be elected, so they're priming Whitmer, they're priming Newsom, they're priming all these other figures to run in their stead, because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are going to be given to the mob. You know, this is part of their plan. They do this all the time. And so I just, you know, I really fear for our country, and my only hope is literally in a miracle. My only hope is in a miracle. My hope is that people tune out Twitter, that they tune out the New York Times, that they tune out press releases by the DOJ saying this person admitted this or this person's cooperating, because it's all BS. What they want is that they want our military servicemen to hate the country. They want believers to give up hope in God, and that's how they invert the country. And so what we've got to do is we've just got to, you know, stay primed with true information, hunt down the criminal conspiracies, not believe the baseless conspiracies. And, you know, we've got to be on the lookout for these plots that they want to trap us in. And, you know, J6 was what they want. And, you know, I think it's going to get a lot worse. The Michigan case was a prelude to J6. But I think J6 is a prelude to whatever false flag they're planning to hit Washington, D.C., you know, either around the midterms or shortly thereafter.
I totally agree. You can see all the pre-programming and the final piece. It's like when a jigsaw puzzle is already put together. It's like three pieces left. You already know what they are. The next move is false flag, which they believe will trigger a civil war, which is a smokescreen for the Democrat deep state and then rhinos that are allied with them, the neocons, to outlaw political dissent, create a one-party state like Venezuela with a ceremonial opposition party, and basically come after their detractors. I mean, they've lost. They've already been put down. America's already woken up. It's like Terminator. We've already beaten the machines, so they've got to send a Terminator back in time to defeat us. We already won.
Yeah, I think that's about right. So I don't know. How do you think that we get at it?
You know, we've seen so many big globalist operations like the poison shots and this Whitmer thing. And there's just countless examples of what they wanted to happen isn't happening in government and corporations. So I think there's a lot of good people inside the system of every race, color, creed, and sexual preference that just don't like what's happening and get it. They're not willing to go public, but behind the scenes, they're leaking information. They're sabotaging corruption. And I have a lot of faith in humanity right now, Ollie.
Yeah, I think that's right. I was talking with our friend Pete Santilli one time on his show, and he said, and he told me in a private call, he said, what you're going to need are whistleblowers. We will never beat them without whistleblowers. And by the grace of God, you know, there's been a trickle. You know, let's not forget that in this J6 case where someone was totally acquitted, it took a government witness saying, yeah, the cops did wave them in. You know, why has it taken this many cases, right? And you know what they were doing, right? They were doing all these plea deals so that everyone would feel the pressure to lie, to take on prison sentences that they didn't need. And this is all, again, to build a conspiracy, a criminal conspiracy case that will take Trump off the ballot in strategic states like North Carolina and other places where, you know,
I totally agree. Let's talk about MTG. Democrats accuse Republicans of trying to steal elections by challenging them. They're saying because you challenge an election with your right, you're not allowed to run. They have Democratic operatives, and I saw the judge said it can go forward in Georgia to try to not let MTG, who won in a landslide, run again. That's blocking votes by not letting people have the candidate they want.
Bingo. So Mark Elias, he's a famous Democrat lawyer. He tried this against Madison Cawthorn in North Carolina because North Carolina's structure is really crazy. By the grace of God, a judge said, no, I'm not going to listen to the Board of Elections. So that shouldn't have happened. So we got an easy win there. In Georgia, they're using the same 14th Amendment claim against Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, one of the best members of Congress. And that's unfortunate. And in Arizona, they have the Biden electors suing under the 14th Amendment, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, and others, and Mark Fincham, saying that they shouldn't be able to stand for office. You're seeing a prototype happen for 2023. They're going to use, they just need one victory in one state so that they can do that against Trump. Because a lot of people don't realize there's no federal ballot. There are 50 different ballots that Trump has to qualify for. And all we need is one rogue state where we need its electoral votes. And then Trump says, well, I can run in 48 states.
And that's why they put Manafort in prison, because they were so mad that he qualified Trump last time.
Exactly, exactly. Take out the strategist, take out the organizer, take out the line of communications, and then you can never have an opposition. But let me end it with this. You know, they absolutely want to take out Trump by imploding MAGA. They want
Hold on. If you got to go, we got to go. But do 5 more minutes on the other side, Ollie. I want to talk about how they implode MAGA, how we stop that. Whether you love Trump or hate Trump, folks, we need to keep that organization in place. It's pure populism. Ollie Alexander is our guest. We'll post all of this live interview at band.video. As soon as the transmission's over, so you can share it. Infowars.com. It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's
that we're selling everything out to fund the operation to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I've been critical of Trump, and so is Ollie Alexander. But we understand he means well. He's a major populist leader, one of the greatest presidents in U.S. history, took on the globalists toe-to-toe, rebuilt America overnight. That's why they're threatened by him. That's why they attack him, because they hate his supporters of every race, color, and creed. But make no mistake, there is a battle within the Republican Party, and there is a battle with the Democrats to destroy Trump and to take Republican congressmen and women off the ballot and senators, claiming because they supported challenging an election that they now can't run for election. But that's in the Constitution. You can challenge an election. It was constitutional what Ted Cruz and others were doing. So their idea is to say you're disqualified. They're becoming, in their own action, what they claim they are. Well, they're saying you can't even vote for the person. They can't even be on the ballot. That's the ultimate form of rigging things. So elaborate on that, Ollie Alexander, what you're getting at, of how they're trying to destroy, make America great again.
Yeah, so our strength is that we live in a union of states, federalism. And what the Marxists, what the Luciferians, what the New World Order is attempting to do is to make our strength our weakness. And so instead of having a union of states that sends different vibrant people, you know, wackos to non-wackos to the Capitol to represent the people, what's instead happened is like we have two corporate parties. You know, they fund wars and they fund corporations. That's it. And then we all argue about the social issues, but all of that's on the slippery slope of liberalism. But what's happening is they've decided, Mark Elias has decided, very well-funded Democrat lawyer, has decided that, well, I will take a dozen states and I will find one that works for me. And the one that works for me will be a swing state, an electoral vote that Trump needs. And so what a lot of people don't understand, a lot of people ask me, Ali, why couldn't we create a Patriot Party? I say, well, ballot access laws. It takes about a decade before a party can get on the ballot in all 50 states. It can't just show up and you can't just write in. Half the states in our union do not allow for the counting of write-in votes. So some states, even if somebody won with 99% and they were written in, it wouldn't count. And so a lot of patriots don't know this because they're familiar with their local laws and their ballots, but they're not familiar with the rest of the country. And because I've worked all over the country, and you know other patriot operatives like Roger Stone have too, you know, we realize where that's vulnerable. So what we may see, and I've never said this publicly, this will be a first time ever, is what I believe the deep state is going to ultimately come to is they will either criminally refer Trump and then choose very publicly to not prosecute him, and then in some of those states throw him off the ballot under that pretense alone, or worse, they won't criminally refer him, but the DOJ will charge him independently, Biden will pardon him, and then they will use that to take him off the ballot. So imagine, and you know, you and I have had interactions with Trump, you know, where Trump is so full of righteousness and pride, and says, well, I'm going to be on the ballot in 48 states. I'm going to run anyway. It's the right thing to do. And we will be naive to the tsunami we're against. Well, what does that do? That incentivizes not the Republican Party to implode, but MAGA to implode. Because then there will be very reasonable people saying, well, why not let General Flynn run? Or why not let Ron DeSantis run? And so what the deep state seeks to do is to not stab us in the back, but to get our best friend to stab us in the back. I think Trump is the best way to get new black votes, new Hispanic votes, the woman vote, and turn out and max out the white vote. Okay, I think Trump is the only way the Republicans win. That being said, if they only put him on 48 ballots or something like that, there is going to be a legitimate debate to be had. And so that's the existential crisis we have is tens of millions of Americans will want to participate in a system, and it will be, you know, the illusion will be gone, Alex. And so I'm terrified that they're staging a false flag. They're going to divide the Republican Party. But worse, they will invert the MAGA movement, this beautiful movement that is a collection of patriots and believers. And you know, I'm watching it in slow motion through the persecution of you and I.
Well, that's right. And in closing, I'll say this. They put out that report in June of last year saying our main enemy is people that question elections or lockdowns or forced injections. And then just about a month ago, the FBI, the Justice Department, put out an official plan saying we believe right-wingers are going to blow stuff up and kill people and launch terror attacks over Trump having the election stolen, as if we do that. So they're framing everyone to have another election steal that if we question, we'll be at fault for the school or government building or university or police station that gets blown up. Obviously, we have no motive to do that, to demonize ourselves. Obviously, we had no motive to break in the Capitol. But we see all the pre-programming and preparation for that. It's clear that's the next phase.
It's the next phase, and our country has now said that civil disobedience, which is the great tradition of this country, it's what gave blacks equal access to water fountains and public institutions. Public accommodation, I should say, because it also includes private institutions. They're saying that that's outlawed. And the left is over there snickering, ha, 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 it's Alex Jones and it's Ollie Alexander. It's you next. The precedent has been set. They didn't prosecute Antifa, but they'll sure as hell prosecute you. Okay? We are going to live in a future where there are no masks, and they're going to get you. And so what people of all stripes need to realize is that if you persecute Alex Jones, who is a media publisher, as if he's some militia leader, then what's to stop the non-corporate lefty press from then being prosecuted? If you prosecute Ollie Alexander, who on his own time and own dime ran activism instead of worked on a campaign, then what's to stop the next civil rights movement on the left starting and, you know, accomplishing something greater or something stupid, but, you know, or something at all, you know? So it can't be overstated that we live in the most consequential time. There has never been a committee, not with Joseph McCarthy, not with anybody else, like the J6 committee, that was exclusively appointed by one party, that has unlimited subpoena power, that can criminally refer anyone. When they don't like what Merrick Garland's doing, they just call over to Joe Biden and say, put pressure on him. And they've threatened, I've heard from my sources, they've threatened multiple times Merrick Garland, sign this paper or resign. And the guy's just signing it, you know, because he's a moderate lunatic. And so, you know, what we need is prayer. What we need is diligence. What we need is discernment above all else, because we can't fall for these info traps, these psyops to divide us. And we just got to be aware. And we've got to act as a family. We've got to act as a unit. But again, like I said, they've cut Trump's strategists. They've cut the organizers of the movement like you and me. They've cut our lines of communications. This is what you do in war. And they are treating us like we are at war. And so we are in a soft civil war. And it's one where the right hasn't even punched back, Frank.
You're right, because the right wing and the conservatives and Christians just act like we're still in America. We're not. We're in the middle of a globalist takeover. At every level, they're silencing their opposition. They're suing. They're attacking. They are demonizing. And it's a very, very sad thing to see. But thank God we're on air exposing it. And they still couldn't convict these poor folks that the FBI set up and was ordering to kidnap them. I don't want to kidnap the governor. And then they indict the young guy that said he didn't want to do it. Well, the FBI is more guilty than him. He's like, I don't want to do it. You better do it. Come out with us and LARP around like you're going to kidnap the governor. That is so wrong. Ollie Alexander, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, thanks, Alex.
Thank you. I always liked Ollie, but he's really had a lot of courage. And notice they spin his courage into Ollie Alexander is cooperating. He will soon put Trump in jail. You get one of these Justice Department subpoenas from a grand jury. If you don't comply, you're going to go to prison. And that's just where we are in this country. And it's not like you're hiding anything, but they just make you come, make you testify for days or weeks with all these prosecutors trying to twist what you're actually thinking so they can do it. It's just ridiculous. Either they have all the footage, know what we did. But it's not about Ollie Alexander and myself. It's about preparing the false flag to demonize America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Gentlemen, Monday, April 11th, 2022, I am your host, Alex Jones. Look at these headlines. Ron Paul, article we've got on InfoWars.com. CIA admits feeding Americans false info about Ukraine. Last Friday, NBC News said, yeah, we lied to you for your own good. That's the last level of deception when, okay, we weren't lying. No, we're not lying. Anybody that says we're lying is bad. Okay, we were lying. It's for your own good. Americans flock to credit cards as prices surge. Oh, isn't that nice? Going more into debt. Aren't the bankers happy? What an incredible time. I've got all these articles about more soccer stars having heart attacks and myocarditis after they take the shots. And then we've got Elon Musk. Twitter strategy may be about countering the ESG political movement, infecting corporations, says expert. And the ESG, that's a very important point by this Red State article, is the whole UN, World Trade Organization, IMF, Davos Group, Klaus Schwab program, where it's a corporate governance on your politics, whether you're able to get loans or do business. It's not the law, it's corporate governance. And they're using leftism because they see that as the more successful system. They could use anyone, but it's really a control panel to get control of society. Very, very powerful information. But I just go back to this. I know America's in deep trouble, but I have gone out on the streets just the last few days into grocery stores and restaurants and auto parts store, you name it. And I've never been mobbed like I'm being mobbed now. And so it's not about Alex Jones is getting mobbed. Who cares? I'm a bellwether. The average person in an auto parts store or in a grocery store or on the street doesn't know the other person. But when they see a person they know, their response is key. And it's almost completely overwhelming. I've been in the last month in restaurants four times. Never happened in my life. I was in one yesterday morning having brunch where I got standing ovations. In one case, huge restaurant, and I'm getting, everybody starts chanting my name when I first got there, and by the time I left an hour later, standing ovation almost every table up, giving me a standing ovation. I mean, what is that? I mean, that was like unbelievable. And it happened a couple times before that, three times before that in the last month. People get I'm under attack by the corrupt system. They know we're embattled. They know we're in trouble. They can see it, but they know we're doing it for them. And there's nothing like seeing that soldier, that champion out there in that fight for you, bloody in that war and stabbed and hurt, getting up off their knees to hack at the enemy again. People metaphysically recognize it. And despite all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil, I don't get, oh, give me your autograph, take a picture with you like I'm some TV host or movie star. I get, Alex Jones is a legend. Alex Jones is a legend. I didn't even get my camera out, my phone out, and tell us. It was just so embarrassing. That I was in this restaurant for brunch. I was in Taverna yesterday, downtown, great food. And I get the standing ovation and people clapping and saying my name, and Alex Jones is a legend. And then all the place was jam-packed full of people, and it wouldn't stop. It was just yelling and screaming, and it was going on and on. And then it was white people, black people, Hispanics, women, men, everything. And I'm sitting there, and they're just like, Alex Jones is a legend. Alex Jones is a legend. Alex Jones is a legend. Because they're not talking about Alex Jones. They're saying, screw the system. Like, let's go, Brandon. We don't buy your bull. We don't submit anymore. We know you're a liar. We aren't bowing down. We've broken the spell. We're out of the coma. And I was sitting there with some family I took there, and they were just like, what the hell's going on in here? It's a regular Italian food restaurant. And it was roaring and screaming. And one woman stood up, well, they were just like screaming Alex Jones in there for like 2 minutes straight. And I'm just sitting there dumbfounded. And this one lady stands up, young black lady, and she's like, screw Alex Jones. And she just kind of goes, whatever. It wasn't even opposition. But that's what happened. And that's real, folks. And that's magic. That's God's power. That's the will of God right there. That's how that really works. And I've experienced it every day. They may have the controlled media, and they may have the big banks. They may have the universities. They may have most of the police departments. But they don't have our hearts and souls, and they don't have control of the people. And the people know that the persecution of this broadcast and the demonization of this broadcast and the attacks of these shows and the media and what we do is a testament to liberty. And they're smart enough to know if the system that lies to me hates this man, he must really be good. And I am good. I am a good person. I love God. I've got my sins. I really like women and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, I love God. And I am a good person. And that's what I try to find out of billions of things we've covered with all the guests and all the hosts, millions and millions, billions of exaggeration. They find a few times we're wrong, and a few times we weren't perfect, and a few times we were tired. They go, look at this, he's wrong. You know what? We are wrong sometimes, but not on purpose like you. We fight with everything we've got to be accurate. We fight with our heart and soul for humanity. And these sociopaths and these Satanists, they look at those of us that fight for liberty and freedom because we have empathy and we love humanity, and they think we're weak. They're like, what's wrong with you, kid? You could be in charge. You just started feeding on people. I'm not going to be part of that because my soul ain't for sale. But I'll tell you this, what is for sale is you keeping us on the air. You won't control what we say or do supporting us, but you'll keep this hardcore information on air at a critical time. And I tell you, we need your help. I don't want to have to declare bankruptcy. If we have to, we have to. But I'm telling you, we're on empty. The fumes are there. And you guys are being great buying the products, but we need your support now at InfoWarsStore.com. I am firing the bat signal like never before. Plus, we have products you need. I mean, look at these products. There are just so many of them. They're so good. And this huge sale we've been running for 3 weeks ends on Wednesday. Last chance, InfoWars product, blowout sale to 75% off top-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, InfoWars Life Immune Support, Fizzy Magnesium, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Vaso Beats Complete. That's incredible. That's 40% off. Biofuel Selenium, 40% off. All InfoWars T-shirts at cost, never be printed again, never be made again. Total inventory liquidation. We're in total war. All DVDs, books, and media, at least 30% off. Water filtration, 30% off. We only make like 50% on the water filters. That's more than half the discount, which is our problem. We'll like sell $10 million of water filters and make $2 million off of it and can't fund ourselves. Plus other great items up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Listen, I'm fighting the New World Order at point blank range. We've had devastating victories in my life. I put, thanks to you supporting us, a real dent in our operations. In fact, more than one dent. We have savaged them in a very, very hardcore way, thanks to you and us together. And they want to destroy me because of it, because they're scared of us, and they should be. So I'll tell you, I'll go on to the end no matter what happens. Whether we win, lose, I collapse. I'm just telling you, I've got more victory left in me. I'm long in the tooth now, folks. 48 in a 28-year war is like I'm 100, okay? The enemy looks and goes, he looks tired. He looks hurt. Yeah, I look hurt. I've been stabbing your ass hard. I've been biting you. I've been better. Yeah, you bet I look bad. Because I've been putting my will against you for a long time. I have set the fires. We have prepared the resistance. We have laid the way. You bet I'm hurt. You bet I'm screwed up now. Ain't no going back now. And I know my best days are still here to come. But I can't fight these people in the ring for you if you don't pray for me and if you don't spread the word and if you don't buy our products. And I'm telling you, as sure as the sun came up this morning, if you don't support us financially, we're going to implode very, very soon. And the globalists will celebrate like chickens with their heads cut off. But that's okay. That's what they do. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.